Section 5, North Carolina's Weather and Climate. As you read, look for the difference between weather and climate, average temperatures and precipitation in the state, types of severe weather, and the following terms: weather, climate, westerlies, humidity, precipitation, tornado, and hurricane. North Carolinians live in different regions, but we all breathe the same air. Or, as scientists describe it, we have a common atmosphere. Scientists refer to short-term atmospheric conditions as weather and to long-term conditions as climate. In general, everywhere in North Carolina has a temperate climate, which means there are no extremes in temperature and precipitation. There is, however, a lot of variation in the weather. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. North Carolina's temperatures run about the same from Jockey's Ridge to the Blue Ridge. In most places in the state, many winter days get decently warm in the afternoon, and many summer days start out mild in the morning. This is because North Carolina often receives westerly winds. These westerlies bring warmer air in the winter and cooler air in the summer. For example, the average temperature each year at Wilmington is only 8 degrees higher than the average in Asheville. This is true whether it is January or July. More extreme temperatures tend to occur in particular places. Fayetteville and the surrounding sand hills tend to have more days with a temperature above 90 degrees than any other place in the state. On the highest mountain peaks, like Mount Mitchell and Grandfather Mountain, the thermometer is most likely to dip well below zero. The most extreme night in state history was on January 21, 1985, when Grandfather Mountain recorded negative 32 degrees Fahrenheit and Mount Mitchell negative 34 degrees Fahrenheit. That same night, the whole state was below zero, except for Cape Hatteras, which was the hottest place at 6 degrees above zero. The temperature does not feel very temperate on hot, humid days. Humidity is a measure of the amount of moisture in the air. In most places of the state, the humidity is often above 50%. This makes most state residents less comfortable, regardless of the temperature or where they reside. For example, Cape Hatteras and Charlotte each have the highest average humidity across the state, 65%. Different storms in different places. The rate of precipitation, rain, snow, sleet, hail, varies considerably from place to place across the state. The highest levels of rain occur in the Southwest Mountains because the westerlies bring summer storms from the Great Plains. Because there is so much precipitation in the mountains, the Piedmont is the driest part of the state. This is because most of the rain in the Piedmont comes from clouds that first have to cross the mountains, where they drop most of their moisture. Anywhere in North Carolina can get snow, but the mountains get the bulk of it. The northwestern mountains get the highest levels of snowfall because they are the first lines of high peaks that polar air reaches. Although there are very high peaks in the Smoky Mountains, they get less snow on average. There is also less snow east of the Blue Ridge because the heavy snow clouds have already dumped their moisture, just like the rain clouds. Sometimes, everywhere in western North Carolina that is at least 1,000 feet above sea level gets some snow, but it rains at lower levels. On days like that, Hickory or Rutherfordton will see flakes, but Asheboro and Albemarle will see drops. Some of the worst weather in the state occurs when the temperature is just around freezing and the rain turns to ice. These ice storms happen most often in the Piedmont. Sometimes the ice will be as thick as an inch around tree limbs and power lines, breaking both of them. Even more dangerous are smaller storms that lay thin layers of ice on roads and streets. Motorists at night often cannot tell where this black ice is, and frequent wrecks occur. When moist air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico collides with drier, colder air from the polar regions, blizzards result. In 1993, the storm of the century in the state dumped 15 inches of snow on the coastal plain, while the mountain areas got a lot less. In 2003, icy roads forced thousands of students to spend the night at their schools. The snowstorm of 2014 also trapped people at work or in their cars. Heavy snow began to fall around lunchtime and, in some places, roads became impassable in less than 1 hour. The whole state experiences thunderstorms during the summer. Some of these intense bursts of heavy rain showers pour down on just one or two places in a region. Other times, a whole front of storms, where the downpour is usually in a line that runs north to south, sweeps across the state. These fronts most often come from the west and bring hail, rain that freezes high up in the atmosphere. Sometimes tornadoes come with the storm fronts. Tornadoes are funnel-shaped storms whose rotating winds can reach over 200 miles per hour. Compared to the Great Plains states, North Carolina does not have frequent tornadoes. When tornadoes do occur, they tend to hit the sand hills and certain counties in the southern half of the coastal plain. Duplin and Onslow counties have had more tornadoes touch down than any other place in the state in the last 50 years. On March 25, 1985, a major tornado hit North Carolina, touching down in at least 15 eastern counties. 40 people died and 400 more were injured. An outbreak on April 16, 2011, counted 31 tornadoes in our state in a single day. North Carolinians are far more likely to die from being struck by lightning than from tornadoes. Our state ranks third in the nation in the number of citizens killed by lightning, just behind Texas and Florida. The path of hurricanes. Hurricanes are tropical storms that bring high winds and heavy rains. North Carolina's hurricanes most often develop over the Atlantic Ocean, where they pick up enough moisture to create a huge vortex, rotation, of water high in the atmosphere. The rain rotates very rapidly around a center known as the eye. If the wall at the edge of the eye is strong enough to hold together, the force of the wind and rain can do very heavy damage when the storm hits land. Hurricanes generally damage North Carolina in three ways. First, the wind and rain create a storm surge that brings a huge tide onto the beach, wiping out the sand, plants, and man-made structures in its path. A hurricane that hit the Outer Banks in 1846 actually cut two inlets, Hatteras and Oregon, in the sand. Second, the swirling winds can do great damage. This occurred in 1954 when Hurricane Hazel's winds pounded the state's coastal plain for 36 hours. In some places, the winds exceeded 150 miles an hour, enough to destroy houses in less than a minute. Third, hurricanes usually slow up and weaken over land because they can no longer suck up water from the ocean. They end up dumping their water onto the state, causing widespread flooding. This was the case in 1999 when Hurricane Floyd caused unprecedented flooding on the rivers of the coastal plain. Princeville, a small suburb of Tarboro on the Tar River, was destroyed by the flood. Hurricanes can also enter the state from other states, most often coming from the south. Hurricane Hugo did major damage in 1989 after almost wiping out the South Carolina coast. Electric power was off in the Charlotte area for weeks. Even the mountains can be affected by these tropical storms. Two groups of clouds converged near Grandfather Mountain to cause the 1916 flood, which swept away houses and bridges all along the Catawba River. Witnesses saw a 6-foot-high wave go downriver near where the Interstate 40 bridge crosses the river today. The frequency of hurricanes comes and goes in cycles. Although North Carolinians cannot predict which part of their state will be hit when a hurricane develops, we can plan for the likelihood of a storm. Most develop during the hurricane season that starts in June, peaks in September, and lasts until the end of November. North Carolinians then worry about other types of storms as the weather cools.